Unit 2. Save Every Drop. Part 2. Water Cycle.
Water Cycle in Pictures.
Water on Earth is always moving. It is recycled over and over again. This recycling process is called the water cycle. It's the journey water takes as it moves from the land to the sky and back again. It follows a cycle of evaporation, condensation, precipitation, and collection.
1. Evaporation. The sun heats up the earth, causing the temperature of the rivers, lakes, and oceans to rise. The water goes into the air, turning into a gas, which is called water vapor. We call this process of liquid turning into gas evaporation. 2. Condensation. The warm water vapor rises up high into the sky. The cool air causes the water vapor to turn back into liquid water, forming clouds. We call this process of a gas turning into a liquid condensation. 3. Precipitation. When too much water gathers in the clouds, the water droplets become too heavy for the air to hold. The water droplets fall back down to earth as snow, ice, or rain. We call this process precipitation. 4. Collection. The final part of the water cycle is called collection. When water ends up on land, it will either soak into the soil as groundwater, or it may flow into the oceans, lakes, or rivers. The process of water being stored is called collection.
The droplets in the oceans, lakes, rivers, or on land will evaporate back into the air to begin the cycle all over again.
Did you know that the Earth has been recycling water for over 4 billion years? The water you drink today is the same water that would have been used by ancient people and even the dinosaurs.